Let's read a couple of scriptures to start our time. First, out of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11.
让我们一同先读几处经文，先从马太福音开始。
Matthew 11, verse 12.
马太福音第十一章第十二节。
But from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of the heavens is taken by violence, and the violent seize upon it.
从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的，这里努力也可以翻成暴力，暴力的人就得着了。
And then in Philippians chapter 3,
腓立比书第三章，
Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14,
腓立比书第三章十二到十四节。
Philippians 3:12. Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on in order that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, do not regard myself. I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者得以得着耶稣基督，所以我得着的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在耶稣基督里从上边召我来得的奖赏。
Let's have another word of prayer.
让我们再有些祷告。
Lord, we do rejoice that we can continue in Thy presence.
亲爱的主，我们在你里边欢喜快乐的继续聚集。
We are so grateful that we can come and gather at Your table.
我们感谢主可以聚集在你的饼杯桌子面前。
Lord, it has brought to our heart in a very fresh way of Your great love.
把你自己的爱再次明显的清楚的新鲜的向我们显明。
Lord, how we rejoice that you left that splendor of heaven.
我们感谢你离开了天上的荣耀。
And you came to the earth.
你来到地上。
And Lord, that you died on Calvary.
你在加略山为我们死。
Lord, to redeem one such as us.
让把我们这些从最终救赎出来。
Lord, it does bring a song of worship and adoration from our hearts.
我们从心里边发出感谢的和赞敬拜的诗歌。
And Lord, we're thankful though that grave could not hold you.
我们感谢主，因为坟墓不能拘禁你。
But up from that grave you arose.
因为你从坟墓里边复活。
You rose in a great victory over all things.
并且在得胜当中为我们复活。
And Lord, by faith we can enter into that victory for this time we have together now.
今天在信心当中，我们可以进入你为我们所成就的得胜。
We acknowledge that in you you have made every provision for this time.
我们感谢你，因为你已经为现今的时代提供了所有的。
And by faith we lay hold of it for speaking, for translating, and for hearing.
因此，今天我们借着信心把讲的、翻的、听的都交在你的手中。
Lord, as it was our desire at your table that you be glorified.
像我们在你饼杯面前的心愿一样，愿你的名得荣耀。
As we come to your word now, we have that same desire that you would be glorified.
当我们一同来分享你话语的时候，我们有同样的一个心愿，愿你得荣耀。
Have your way within our hearts.
愿你在我们心中得着权柄。
In thy name we pray. Amen.
奉你的名祷告。
Amen. Well, thank the Lord we can be together this morning.
感谢主，我们今天早晨可以聚集在一起。
For some of you that don't know, my name is Mac Graham. I'm from Richmond, Virginia.
你如果大家不知道的话，我的名字叫 Mac Graham， 我是从弗吉尼亚来。
And we're here this weekend. My wife Stella is here also.
我们在这边过一个周末，姊妹和我一起来的。
And we've already enjoyed the blessing of wonderful fellowship together throughout the time.
我们为了在一起这段交通的时间，感谢主。
So as we come to this time, we would continue to look to the Lord for His wonderful provision.
所以当我们来到今天早晨的时候，我们继续仰望神的供应。
We read that verse in Matthew 11.
我们刚刚读到马太福音这段经文。
It talks about, to read it again, it says, From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of the heavens is taken by violence, and the violent seize upon it.
这里边说，从施洗约翰到如今，天国是暴力进入的，暴力的人就得着。
When our Lord was sharing this verse,
愿神帮助我们分享这段经文。
He was sharing it with those that not only were he was telling them that the kingdom was with them.
他告诉这主耶稣告诉这些人，不仅国度要来
，but he desired for them to experience more of that kingdom.
并且他 要所有的人能够更丰富地经历他的国度。
And that they would be those and that we would be those that would prepare the way for his kingdom to come upon this earth.
我们是这些迎接他回来的人。
Now it's wonderful in our Lord that the kingdom of God, we can taste of it now.
我们感谢主，我们今天可以预尝天国的恩典。
But we only taste in part.
但是我们只是预尝了一部分。
But we know one day, and we heard it throughout the worship. One day, our King is coming.
我们的敬拜当中提到，有一天我们的主要回来。
And the one question we would have.
我们会有一个问题。
Many of us are looking forward to welcome the King when he comes.
很多人都要迎接欢迎的主，我们的主回来。
But brothers and sisters, if we don't welcome him today.
但是弟兄姐妹们，若是我们今天没有欢迎他。
If we don't welcome him as king in our lives today,
我们今天没有把他作为我们的生命的君王来欢迎他。
How can we welcome him in the future?
我们在将来怎能欢迎他呢？
As we welcome him, as we allow him to be king of kings within our hearts and lives today,
我们欢迎他就是把他作为我们生命和我们心里边的君王。
This is what prepares the way for his glorious return.
这就是为着他荣耀的回来做准备。
And so today we want to consider this matter of pressing on that we could, as Paul encouraged the ones in Philippi.
所以今天早晨我们要一同来分享这个题目，我们要在主里边继续向前。
We want to keep pressing on.
我们想要继续向前。
As we look at this verse in Matthew,
让我们一同看马太福音这节经文的时候。
You know, it uses some strange words.
这里边用了非常奇怪的一些词。
It says the kingdom is taken by violence. It's seized by violence.
说天国是靠暴力进入的，暴力的人就得着了。
Now the Chinese doesn't have a very good translation there.
这中文里边的翻译不是特别的准确。
I just want to let my brother know I understand Chinese. Oh.
我们的弟兄也懂中文。
没有问题。
没有问题。
OK. So. 嗯。Keeps him on his toes. But this is a violence that's done.
所以这里边讲到是暴力才能完成的事情。
But what is the violence?
这暴力指什么呢？
It's not to other people.
并不是对别人的暴力。
It's the violence done to ourselves.
乃是对我们自己的暴力。
It's a violence when we say no to ourselves.
是我们对自己说不。
And yes to the Lord.
是对神说是。
When we allow that cross to work within us.
是允许十字架在我们身上工作。
We allow that life of Christ to come forth.
是允许主耶稣基督的生命活出来。
That's what we're speaking of the violence to ourselves.
这就是对我们自己的暴力。
And every time we're saying no to ourselves.
但每一次我们对自己说不的时候。
When there's a decrease of us.
让我们自己减小的时候。
And an increasing of Him.
当我们主耶稣基督在我们里边增加的时候。
There's a greater manifestation of the kingdom of God in our midst.
就是在我们中间神的国度在彰显。
Because what is the kingdom?
神的国度是什么呢？
In a very simplistic way,
用一个非常简单的方法来说呢。
The kingdom is not a what.
这个国度不是一个什么。
The kingdom is a who.
这个国度乃是谁。
The kingdom is our Lord Jesus Christ himself.
这个国度就是主耶稣基督自己。
It's his life within us.
是他的生命在我们里面。
That's the kingdom within.
这是在我们里边的这个国度。
And that's what he's jealous for.
那就是他里边向我们所存的热心。
And I think as we understand the days that we're living in,
让我们明白了解我们今天所处的时代。
These are days where the enemy in this world, the spirit of this world, is trying to wear out the saints.
这个时代是仇敌的，他一直在搅扰，在让我们心疲惫的时代。
If we took time this morning to ask different ones to share some of the battles they've been through this week.
如果我们今天早上花一些时间让每个人来分享在这一周当中我们所经历的各样的
征战 We could be here all day.
我们今天就一直要在这里边分享
Because whether it's at home, whether it's with our families, whether it's at school, whether it's at work.
因为无论是在我们的家庭学校和工作的地方
The intensity of the days that we're living in is becoming more and more fierce.
所以我们今天所处的时代是越来越紧张
And it really can have a wearing out effect upon us.
是让我们越来越感觉到疲惫
But in the midst of that wearing out effect, the Lord is wanting us to press on.
但是在这一切的疲惫当中，神要我们继续努力追赶。
I always get encouraged out of the book of Judges.
在士师记里边常常给我们有很大的鼓励。
When the Lord raised up a Gideon.
当神兴起基甸的时候。
And when Gideon was being used by the Lord, he was pursuing the enemy.
当神借着基甸去追赶那些仇敌的时候。
And how does it say Gideon was pursuing?
这里边怎样描述基甸的追赶呢？
It says he was weary yet pursuing.
这边告诉我们说，虽然疲惫，继续追赶。
I think in the days that we're living in, those of us that have a heart to follow the Lord,
我们在这个时代当中，若是有心追求主的人，
we can relate more and more to Gideon.
我们可以就更多的体验基甸所经历的。
We feel weary, yet we're still pursuing.
我们虽然疲惫，还是追赶。
Because we've been captured by our Lord.
因为我们主已经抓住了我们。
But in the midst of this weariness, it can have a negative effect upon us.
但是这些所有的疲惫会对我们产生一些负面的影响。
It can cause us to start to settle down.
因为这些可能让我们沉静下来。
We can get tired, we can get weary, we can say, I've had enough.
我们可能觉得疲劳了，疲惫了，觉得够了。
We can mess things up pretty well. We can fall into sin, and we say, "I'm not worthy. I'm not going on."
我们也可能在许多的事情上犯罪、犯错，以至于我们自己说，我们不配。
Or we can become content right where we are.
也许我们会自己满足了，满足于我们的现状。
Say, "I've gone on enough. I'm content. I'm just going to settle here."
所以我觉得我自己已经满足了，我就在这里边沉静下来了。
But have we honestly recently asked ourselves?
但是我们是不是最近？也非常认真地问自己
Am I pressing on?
我们是不是继续追赶
Or have I just become weary and am I starting to settle down?
还是我们已经觉得疲惫了我们沉静下来
Am I just content to go through the routine of life?
还是我们就是在这生活当中敷衍每天的生活
Am I just content to get up and go to work in the morning?
每天早晨起来去工作
Am I just content to on Sunday morning wake up late and finally make it here to the meeting?
或者是主日的早晨很晚起来，但是还是来参加聚会了。
Do we have our little cycle and routine of life that we've just become content with?
还是我们在这个生活这个圈子里边感觉到已经满足了。
Well, if that's our condition,
如果这是我们的光景的话，
we need to look at Paul's encouragement there in Philip to the church in Philippi.
我们就要在这边看见保罗对腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹的鼓励。
Because Paul is blessed so much. Paul has been blessed so much.
是保罗经历了神许多的祝福。
If anybody had a justification to be content and to settle down, it would be Paul.
如果任何有人他可以满足自己。可以觉得自己沉静下来，那应该是保罗。
Because as we look at these verses in Philippians 3,
但是我们读腓立比书第三章的时候，
Paul had already been richly blessed by the Lord.
神在这个时候已经非常丰盛地祝福了保罗。
He had accomplished much for the Lord.
他已经在神里边完成了许多的工作。
He had been on those three missionary journeys.
他有三次的宣教旅行。
He had already written the epistles to the church in Galatia and Thessalonica.
他已经写了加拉太书和帖撒罗尼迦前后书。
He had already written those letters to the church in Corinth and Romans.
他已经写了哥林多前后书和罗马书。
And if you looked at his resume, you say, "Wow, he has arrived. He can be content."
如果你看见他的简历的话，说好了，他已经做了很多。
He's done enough. He can settle down now.
他已经做了很多，他可以沉静下来。
If we had just written the letter to the Romans,
如果我们读罗马书的话。
That would be, and we could say, "Wow, look at all I've done. I can settle down now."
他就可以说，看见我所做这些，我可以沉静下来了。
But Paul wasn't content.
但是保罗并没有满足。
And he had been captured by the Lord.
因为神抓住了他。
As it says there in chapter 3, verse 12.
在第三章第十二节说。
He says, "Not that I have already obtained or have already become perfect."
他说不是说我已经得着了已经完全了。
He didn't think that he had arrived somewhere.
他没有说他已经达到了一个目标。
But he says, "I'm pressing on."
他说我仍是竭力追求。
That I can lay hold of that for which I was laid hold of for.
我可以得着耶稣基督要我所得着的。
Now oftentimes we talk about laying hold of the Lord.
有的很多的时候我们讲到要得着主耶稣基督。
But do we look at the rest of this verse?
但是我们有没有看见这节经文的另外一部分？
Why was Paul wanting to lay hold of the Lord in a greater way?
为什么保罗他要得着主耶稣基督更多？
So that he could experience more and more of what the Lord had laid hold of him for.
因为只有在这个时候神才能更多的得着他。
The Lord lays hold of each one of us with a purpose.
主耶稣他要得着我们每一个人为着他的目的。
He has a great desire to accomplish much through us.
他要借着我们完成那伟大的工作。
But do we consider this?
但是我们有没有思想这些问题？
Paul continues there in verse 13.
在第十三节，保罗继续说。
He says, "Brethren, I do not regard myself again of having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, reaching forward to what lies ahead."
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前。
It's amazing. He says, "Forgetting what lies behind."
他说我要忘记背后。
Now he's not talking about his life here before he knew the Lord.
他并不是说他在那个时候认识主之前的生活。
He's already addressed that back up in verse 7.
他已经在第七节里边提到了这件事情。
He said, "Whatever things were of gain to me in this world, I count as nothing."
因为他说我以这个世界为粪土。
But what he's speaking of here is since he's known the Lord.
他这里边所说的是讲到他从认识主之后的。
Since he's been on those missionary journeys, since he's written all those epistles.
是讲到他这些宣教的经历和他写这些书信之后的经历。
He's not counting that, and he's not saying, "Oh, this is I can rest on this."
他并不是说我可以在这些事情上我可以得到信心。
But he's still reaching forward.
他已经乃是竭力的追求。
As he continues in verse 14.
在第十四节说
He says, "I'm pressing on for the goal, for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus."
要向着标杆直跑，要得神在耶稣基督里从上边召我来得的奖赏。
Now Paul was not writing this in a naive way.
保罗并不是一个单纯简单的心来写这件事情。
Because stop and consider some of the things that he had had to experience along this journey.
因为他在这整个的这条服侍主的路上
As we read of his epistles to the church in Corinth,
如果我们读哥林多前后书
we know that he had to suffer much physical affliction.
因为他那里边描述他经历了许多身体的攻击
He had been shipwrecked.
他经历了船的沉没
He'd suffered robbers.
海盗的袭击
He'd been beaten many times.
很多次被击打
But he was still pressing on.
但是他仍然竭力追求。
We know that he had been rejected by many.
很多人反对他。
When someone rejects us, how do we have to respond?
如果人反对我们，我们自己怎么样做呢？
Sometimes we don't want to have any more to do with them.
所以我们就觉得不要理这些人。
But Paul is still pressing on.
但是保罗仍然继续追求。
And even as he goes around sharing this glorious gospel,
就当他继续在这传。荣耀福音的时候
Wherever, after he leaves, he still has these Judaizers coming in and trying to distort what he's been teaching.
当他离开的时候，这些犹太教的人就要来到这边搅扰，破坏他的信心。
Paul has experienced much of the blessing of the Lord.
保罗经历了神许多的祝福。
But he's also had to endure much of the conflict for pressing on.
但是他在这个时候也经历了要继续努力所带来的征战。
So we need to wake up in the hour that we're living in.
所以我们要在这个时代要警醒。
We need to realize that in this day and time, as we're desiring to press on, there'll be much coming against us.
我们要认识到，在这个时代，若是我们努力去追求的时候，会有许多的事情。
But praise God, Paul is encouraging us to press on.
但是保罗要鼓励我们继续努力追求。
Pressing on the higher way.
努力追求更高之处。
And Paul, one of the churches that was very dear to Paul.
有一个教会对保罗来说是非常亲爱的。
Was a church in Thessalonica.
是帖撒罗尼迦的教会。
And he shares some wonderful encouragement with them.
所以他在这边就分享了许多非常宝贵的鼓励。
Look over at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
让我们一同来看帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
At 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 9 and 10.
第九到第十节。
Paul is writing to these dear ones.
保罗在这边写给这些亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
And as we hear these verses, if he had written these to us, it would really make us feel good.
如果这些经文是写给我们的话，我们会里边感觉非常的高兴。
Oh, look at his commendation to these ones.
所以这里边看见对他们的赞扬。
First Thessalonians 4:9.
第四章第九节。
Now as to the love of the brethren, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another.
论到弟兄相爱，不用人写信给你们，因为你们自己已经蒙了神的教训，叫你们彼此相爱。
What a wonderful testimony of these believers!
这是这些圣徒何等荣耀的见证
！That they have been taught by the Lord, they've learned of the Lord how to love one another.
因为他们受神蒙神的教训，他们知道彼此相爱。
And he continues in verse 10.
在第十节，保罗继续说
：“He says, for indeed you do practice it toward all the brethren.” Who were in all of Macedonia.
他说 向着马其顿全地的众教会固然也是这样行了。
They've been taught and then they put what they've learned into practice and into action.
他们接受了神的教训并把这些教训付诸于生活的实际。
But Paul doesn't stop there.
但是保罗在这边没有停下来。
He says, but we urge you, brethren, to excel still more.
但我劝弟兄们要更加勉励。
And this is a word that has been upon my heart recently.
所以这个字也一直在我的心中。
This whole thought of excelling still more.
这里边就是讲到我们要更加勉励，得着更多。
You know, praise God the way the Lord has moved in your midst throughout these years.
感谢主，神在我们中间这些年的工作。
And there are many things that the Lord, as He would write, He would be commending you for.
在很多的事情上，主耶稣可能对我们有赞扬。
But we don't sit back and rest on our commendations.
但是我们不应该坐下来，来只是欣赏我们的这些赞扬。
The Lord takes notice; He notices everything.
主耶稣他看见了，他看见了每件事情。
And we thank the Lord for all that He's been able to do through you.
我们感谢主，借着弟兄姐妹们做的各样的事情。
But what is His word in this hour?
但是在这个时代，他的话是什么呢
？It's not just okay; you've done enough; you can rest.
并不是说你们已经做了够了，可以停下来了。
He says, "Okay, yes, you've done this."
不是说好了，你已经做了这个。
But now excel still more.
乃是说要更加勉励。
There's so much more of Christ that He wants us to learn of and explore.
在主耶稣基督里有更丰盛的我们可以去经历。
And so we taste of the Lord in such a wonderful way.
让我们能够以更奇妙的方法来尝。
But there's so much more He wants us to taste of.
但是还有更多的我们可以继续来尝。
Remember when Joshua took the nation of Israel into the promised land?
我们还记得约书亚把以色列国带到这个应许之地。
And they took possession of much of the land.
他们占了那边许多的地。
And then it says that Joshua, he was very old.
这里边圣经告诉我们说约书亚。
And he was about to die.
已经快要离开这个世界了。
But it says, but there was still much land to be possessed.
但是圣经告诉我们说，还有许多的未得之地。
And brothers and sisters, in the days we're living in,
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们所处的时代，
there's still much land to be possessed.
还有许多未得之地。
There's still much of Christ for us to enjoy.
在主耶稣基督里，还有许多我们要去经历去享受的。
There's so much of this kingdom life that He wants us to enjoy now in this day and time.
在今天这个时代，还有神的国度的生活，还有许多我们要去享受。
Again, we're so thankful for all the riches of Christ that we have experienced.
我们感谢神，为着我们已经得着了主耶稣基督的丰盛，感谢他。
We're able to come together on the Lord's day at His table and remember Him and acknowledge all of those riches.
我们可以在主日的时候聚集在他的饼杯桌子面前，感谢赞美他。
But I want us to also remember this call that Paul has upon our lives.
但是我们必须记住保罗在这里边这个呼召。
That we would excel still more.
我们要更加勉励。
As we keep pressing on.
我们要继续追求。
And we know in the days we're living in, as we've said, it's going to become more and more difficult.
我们知道在我们今天所处的时代，这个追求会越来越难。
It's not by might, nor by power, but it's by His Spirit, the enabling power of His life within, that we can press on.
不是靠能力，不是靠才能，乃是靠耶和华的灵。
And that's that violence that's working within us for His kingdom to come and His will to be done.
这就是在我们里边所工作那个暴力，让使我们能够完成神的国度。
Not just talking about all of this in theory.
我们并不是在这边讲一些让我们恐惧的事。
Many can talk about the kingdom of God.
不是一些理论，我不是只是讲论。
Many can talk about Jesus being King and Lord of my life.
很多人可以讲主耶稣是我们生命的主。
There are many books out there on this.
在很多的书也写着这些事情。
But the question comes down, is it a reality within our hearts and our lives?
但是问题是在我们生命当中，在我们心里面的实际。
Is Jesus King of our life every day?
主耶稣是不是在我们每天的生活当中是主？
Or are we still holding ourselves on that throne?
而是我们自己还在把自己坐在宝座上。
Praise God, we have in the scriptures one who gives us a wonderful encouragement and an example of one that was pressing on.
感谢主，在圣经里边给我们这些鼓励，也给我们一个给很多的好的例子。
He came to experience the kingdom.
他要来经历神的国度。
He had many successes throughout his life.
在他的生活当中有许多的成功。
He could have become content.
他可以满足了。
He also had many failures.
也有很多的失败。
And he could have given up, and we would have understood.
他也可以有理由
But in spite of his success, in spite of his failures, he kept pressing on.
但是尽管他的这些成功和失败，他继续努力。
And who we're talking about is David.
我们这里边所讲的乃是大卫。
David was used of the Lord to bring in the kingdom.
大卫是神借着他带进神国度的一位。
And the Lord is wanting to use us in a similar way in this day and time to bring in that kingdom and hasten His return.
主耶稣要在这个时代。要像使用大卫一样使用我们带进他的国度推出他的再来
Let's turn over to Acts chapter 13
我们一同来看使徒
In Acts chapter 13 we have a marvelous testimony of David's life
在这里边对大卫的一生做了一个完美的非常美的见证
In many ways we could say that the way the Holy Spirit records David's life here are like the bookends of his life
这里边我们也可以说圣灵在这边记载大卫的前生一生好像对他一生做了一个总结
If we look at Acts chapter 13 verse 22
我们一同来看使徒行传第13章22节
It said after he had removed him that's speaking of Saul he raised up David to be their king concerning whom he had also testified and said I have found David the son of Jesse a man after my heart who will do all my will
既废了扫罗就选立大卫做他们的王又为他做见证说我寻得耶西的儿子大卫他是合我心意的人凡事要遵行我的旨意
The Holy Spirit testifies of David that I have found one after my own heart
这里边圣灵见证的说他找到了大卫是合他心意的人
And we know that this was spoken of David at a young age
我们知道这里边讲到的乃是讲到大卫年轻的时候
And it doesn't say I have found one who will be after my heart
并不是说讲到我找到了一个人他将来是合我心意的
But this is he knew David already knew the Lord's heart
这里边讲到说在年轻的大卫的身上已经知道了
I have found one after my heart
他说我找到了一个合我心意的人
And he doesn't stop there
并没有停在这里
And it says who will do all of my will
说凡事要遵行我的旨意
Not just some of my will
并不是说我一部分的旨意
The Holy Spirit knows when to put certain extra words in the scripture for us
圣灵知道是怎样用一些个别的词来描述的
Because at times we can all be lawyers
因为很多的时候我们都愿意做律师
And if he'd have just said Oh, found David, a man after my heart who will do my will
因为若是说他是合我心意的人要遵行我的旨意
Maybe we could interpret that as Well, David did it most of the time
我们就可以解释说在很多的时候
But to close any loopholes that we might try to work into our lives
但这里边给我们没有留下任何的余地
It says David will do all of my will
说凡事要遵守我的心意
And then look at the testimony of David in verse 36
我们再来看第13章36节的
It says, For David, after he had served the purpose of God in his own generation, fell asleep, was laid among his fathers, and underwent decay.
大卫按照神的旨意服侍了那一世代的人就睡了。
David served the purpose of God in his generation.
大卫是按照神的旨意服侍了那个世代的人。
He was a man after God's own heart.
他是合神心意的人。
He did all his will.
他凡事遵行他的旨意
and he served the purpose of God in his generation
照着神的旨意来服侍了那个世代的人
this is the summary of a man of God
这是对一个属神的人的一个总结
there's much that we can learn from David
在大卫的身上我们可以学到许多
it's interesting as you look at those seven the letters to the seven churches in Revelation 2 and 3
我们可以看见在启示录里边对的七封书信
The church that gets, we could say, commended the most is Philadelphia.
在这里边，神所赞扬最多的是腓拉铁腓的教会。
And the Lord comes to them, and one of the things the Lord says is, He has the key of David.
这里边神对他们说，说你们拿着大卫的钥匙。
Oftentimes we wonder, what is that key of David?
有的时候我们会想，大卫的钥匙是说什么呢？
From my way of looking at it,
我的理解是
these verses are the key to David's life.
就我们刚才读到这些经文就是大卫的钥匙
What is the key of David?
大卫的钥匙是什么呢
It's one after God's own heart
是合神心意的人
Who will do all his will
凡事要遵行神的旨意
And serve his purpose
要服侍神的旨意
We can make it so complicated sometimes
我们可有的时候会把这事情变得非常的复杂
But this is the Christian life
但是这就是
This is the life that hastens the coming of the Lord. We're thankful how David, throughout his life, he was never content. He was always pressing on to excel still more and more. And let's look at David's life just to see this. Now we're just going to do a very broad overview of David's life. Not even going to mention many scriptures. But just to give us a broad picture of David's life. Of thinking how he was always desiring to excel still more and not be content with his successes. We're first introduced to David in 1 Samuel chapter
16.
Where Samuel had been sent by the Lord to Bethlehem to find the king, to anoint one as king.
乃是讲到撒母耳到伯利恒去高大卫为王。
And as he was there in the house of Jesse, he was looking at all of Jesse's sons.
他在耶西的房子里，家里边看见耶西那些儿子们。
And that's how we're told the Lord doesn't look at things outwardly, he's looking at the heart.
那里边告诉我们说神
So he looks around and none of them really respond to Samuel.
So Samuel 在那边看的时候, 所以这些儿子中间没有找到神和神心。
And he asked, is there any others?
所以他就问说, 你还有孩子吗?
And so they said, oh yeah, there's our youngest brother, he's out in the field watching the sheep.
他们说是还有一个最小的, 他在野外放羊。
And he said, call him in. So as soon as he came in, the Holy Spirit within Samuel said, this is the one. And in the presence of his father, in the presence of his brothers, he anointed him with oil as king of Israel. Now actually, David could have stopped right there. Because here he was the youngest one in his family. But now he was number one. If his goal in life and all was just to be the best one in his family, he was now number one son. He had that blessing. And so he could have been very content. But we know that he wasn't content with that. That later on in that chapter, it speaks of how as the Spirit of the Lord had departed from Saul,
那章的后半节讲到神的灵离开了扫罗。
Saul was troubled by some evil spirits.
所以扫罗呢就受到恶魔的搅扰。
And so they brought David in as a harp player.
所以他们就把大卫来为他弹琴。
And whenever David played the harp, Saul became quiet.
每次当大卫弹琴的时候, 扫罗就安静下来。
Now David, again, he could have stopped there.
大卫在这个时候他也可以停下来了。
He said, hey, this is a pretty good life.
他说现在这个生活挺好的。
I just sit around the king's palace.
我就在王的宫殿里边坐着。
When he starts to act up, I play my harp.
当他有反应的时候我就弹琴。
I get to eat all this fancy food.
我可以吃那些好的王的食物。
Everybody says, oh, David, he's the king's harp player. That's a pretty good job.
每个人都说好，大卫是神弹琴的，这个工作。
He had a life that was pretty good.
他在这边可以有一个非常好的生活了。
But no, he wasn't content.
但是他没有为这个满足。
And actually, he did such a good job at playing the harp that it says Saul loved him and he made David his armor bearer.
他在扫罗面前弹琴如此得扫罗的喜悦，那扫罗就让他成为他带他武器的人。
So when they would go out to battle, David would carry the armor. He would protect Saul.
所以当他们出去征战的时候，大卫就带着扫罗的兵器。
And again, that's a very honored position.
这是一个非常荣耀的位置。
David could have said, "Wow, oh, the king trusts his very life with me."
所以大卫可以说， 这个王他把他生命那个信任给我。
Look at this position I have.
看看我现在得的位置。
I get to carry these shields. I'm protecting the king.
我可以拿着这个盾牌来保护王。
Of all the men in his army.
在所有这些军兵面前。
I'm the one who gets to protect the king.
我是那位保护王的。
Again, this is a pretty good life.
这个生活不错了。
But David, he said no. He kept pressing on.
大卫说， 不,
and then we see how David formed this personal friendship with Saul's son Jonathan.
对, 我们也看见了大卫在这里边和约拿丹 有一个非常美的关系。
And David and Jonathan, they were just as brothers.
大卫和约拿丹像兄弟一样。
And so, again, David, he could have said, wow, this is a, I just really like this life.
大卫这个时候可以说我非常喜欢我现在的。
I'm such best friends of Jonathan.
因为我是约拿丹最好的朋友。
Whatever he gets, I get, I can have such an easy life.
他所有的东西我也可以得着，我现在的生活可以非常的容易。
I get to hang around the palace.
我可以在宫殿里边。
Did you ever have, when you were growing up, did you ever have a friend that maybe had, maybe our house wasn't as big and somebody else had the big house on the hill?
在你长大的过程当中，你有没有朋友他们住在一个大的房子里面？
And you became friends with the one who had the big house on the hill and they had a better view of the Cascade or the Olympic Mountains than you had.
你在这个朋友家中，他们住在山顶上大房子，可以有非常好的风景。
And you said, wow, if I can be their friend.
你说如果我们能够成为他的
朋友 They invite you up to their house.
如果我常常被邀请到他的家里
Oh, that's a pretty good life.
那这个生活就不错。
You always found an excuse just to stop by.
所以你就找借口要去探访他的家。
This was David and Jonathan. He had all the benefits of being there.
这就是大卫和约纳丹他的关系。大卫可以随时得到好处。
But no, he kept pressing on.
但是没有，大卫继续向前。
He knew within himself that he had been laid hold of something for a purpose.
因为他知道有一件事情，有个目的抓住了他。
And then we know that David, he went out after, as he continues serving Saul, he's one of the mighty warriors of Saul.
我们知道大卫继续服侍扫罗，并且是扫罗的勇士。
He's winning victory after victory.
他征战得胜了又得胜。
And the people are loving David.
所以人都喜爱大卫。
But then we know after Saul gets killed,
当扫罗被遇害之后
David is anointed king over Judah.
大卫就被高做犹大的王。
Again, he could have stopped here.
在这个时候他可以停下来。
He was now number one over his tribe.
因为在他的族里边他是第一了。
He had risen from being number one in his family.
他在他的家里边曾经第一。
Now he was king over all of Judah.
但是现在他是整个犹大的王。
Oh, that would have been all right.
这应该是挺好的。
We could have been content there.
我们在这时候可能会满足了。
But no, we know that David pressed on and finally he brought Israel together and he was crowned as king over all of Israel.
但大卫继续向前，他把整个以色列带到一起，成为以色列的王。
He united the kingdom as one.
他把以色列成为一个联合的国度。
He brought in that kingdom.
他把这个国度带进去。
And now he was king over all Israel.
所以这个时候他已经成为全以色列的王。
But did he even stop there?
但是他在这个时候他停止了。
What did he do?
他做了什么？
Soon as he was made king of Israel,
当他成为以色列王之后
he said, we need to take Jerusalem.
他说我们要攻打耶路撒冷。
We need to capture Jerusalem.
我们要攻取耶路撒冷。
Now why was he capturing Jerusalem?
为什么要攻取耶路撒冷？
Was it for David's sake?
是为了自己的缘故吗？
He knew that was where the Lord desired to place his name.
因为他知道神要把他的名托在耶路撒冷。
He was a man after God's own heart.
因为他是合神心意的人。
So he wasn't following his desire. He was pressing on.
他并不是跟着自己的心愿，乃是他要继续向前。
He gets and goes and he captures Jerusalem.
所以他要攻取耶路撒冷。
And then they bring the ark in.
他们把约柜带回来。
And we hear then of how David desires to build God a house.
在大卫心中要有个心愿，要为神建立一个圣殿。
But the Lord tells David, "No, you can't build that house."
但是神告诉他，不，你不能建圣殿。
And what does David do?
大卫这个时候做了什么
？He passes on all of the plans to his son Solomon.
所以他就把建圣殿所有的计划都告诉他的儿子所罗门。
And it is a wonderful testimony at the end of David's life.
在大卫晚年的时候有个非常美好的见证。
It is in regard to the house of God.
乃是关乎到神的圣殿。
It said David made ample preparation for the house of God before his death.
就是大卫在他临终之前为了建圣殿准备了足够的材料。
And even when David was old and weak,
乃是到大卫年老体弱的时候
he had God's interest still at heart.
那仍然在他的心中有神的
心。Because one of his sons, Adonijah, tried to become king.
他的一个儿子亚达尼亚要成为王。
And David knew, no, Solomon was to be the king.
但是大卫知道所罗门要成为王。
So even at his old age, he ensured that Solomon could come in and be king.
所以在他晚年的时候非常老的时候他要所罗门做王
We see as David pressed on and on throughout his life
所以我们看见大卫一直在他的人生当中一直继续向前
He was not after his own interest
乃不是为了他自己的兴趣
But he was that man after God's own heart
乃是他是合神心意的人
Doing all of his will
要完成要是凡事行神的
To bring his kingdom upon this earth
要把神的旨意神的国度带到这个地上
And David, he allowed himself to be held by that.
所以大卫要为这个一项被抓住。
And the Lord continued to meet him and bless him.
神就在这些事情上遇见他，祝福他。
And David brought in the kingdom of God upon this earth.
所以大卫就把神的国度带到地上。
And the Lord's calling us in a similar way.
神也用同样的方法。
But in David's trying to press on and excel still more.
但是大卫继续向前乃是要得着更丰富的
Was it without conflict?
是不是没有征战呢
Did everything just fall in place for David?
是不是所有的事情都是非常这么容易的来到
Sometimes as we're following the Lord do we just think everything's supposed to fall in place?
有的时候我们跟随主觉得这些事情都是理所当然的
And then all of a sudden we start to experience some difficulties
所以突然间我们经历了困难的时候
And we say oh this must not be the Lord
我们说这不是从神来
的。This is too difficult.
这太难了。
If this was God, it'd be easier.
如果这从神来的，应该是容易的。
No, brothers and sisters, it's through those difficulties that we learn more and more of the riches of our inheritance.
弟兄们，不是这样的，乃是借着这些苦难，我们可以更多的认识我们从神所领受的这些祝福。
We can look in David's life and see how he had to be violent with himself.
我们可以看看大卫的一生，可以他要。对自己暴力
that kingdom could be brought in
所以这个国度才能够被带进来
So go back and think about how when David was there with his brothers
所以我们回头想一下当大卫和他弟兄们在一起的时候
We know from some of the conversations there in 1 Samuel 16 and 17
我们从撒母耳记第16第17章里边这些对话中可以了解到
His brothers looked down upon him They despised him
他的弟兄们都非常轻视他
To him that he was nothing
对这些哥哥们来讲，这个大卫虽然上
面 ，Nobody was paying any attention to him。
没人关心他。
And how does that when you feel like you're worthless？
当你觉得自己不值的时候
，Mr. Insignificant，
是我们是完全是无所谓的人的时候。
Does anybody know who Mr. Insignificant is？
大家有没有知道谁是这个无所谓的人
？Now the sports fans know。
这体育这些球迷们知道。
Mr. Insignificant is the last man taken in the NFL draft.
就是说，在这个美国国家球队里边，最后一个被选上的，这个就是无所谓的那个先生。
And how would you like to go through life known as Mr. Insignificant?
那我们要经历的这一生，如果成为一个无所谓的人，会怎么样
？Well, now in David's family, he was Mr. Insignificant.
所以在大卫的家中，他就是那个。无所谓的人
He said, "Do you have any more sons?" And all first they say no. I said, "Oh yeah, this one down here in the sheep, taking care of the sheep."
当撒母耳问说你还有儿子吗？他说哦，也许没有。哦，还有一位在那边放羊。
David had to overcome and deny himself, even on how his family thought of him.
大卫必须克服他家里边的人对他的感觉。
And in that, he had met the Lord in such a wonderful way.
然而在这一切当中，他遇见了神。
That he did not allow that to be a hindrance to his pressing on.
他没有让这一个家里边的轻视成为他追求神的障碍。
So oftentimes, if ones look down at us, they despise us, we just say, well, I'm not going to have anything to do with this.
所以有的时候，当人轻视我们的时候，我们说我们不要理他们。
If they don't appreciate me for who I am,
如果他们不感激我
Why should I even care about going on?
为什么我要继续向前呢
If we're in it for ourselves, we'll quit, and that'll be the way we think.
如果为了自己的话，那我们就要停在那里边。
But if we're in it for the Lord, we'll deny ourselves and keep going on.
但是若是我们为了神，我们就要继续向前，我们要弃绝自己。
And this is what David did.
这就是大卫所做。
Even when David was there fighting that great conflict with the giant Goliath.
就是在大卫和哥利亚征战的时候
Why was David there?
为什么大卫要在那儿
Why was David even in that fight?
为什么大卫要在那个征战当中
Was it because he wanted to show everybody what a great soldier he was?
是他要向别人显示他是一个大能的勇士吗
No, David had no intention of getting involved with Goliath.
大卫他的心中并没有愿意要去打哥利亚
But what happened?
但是发生了什么呢
Goliath opened his big mouth
因为哥利亚张开了他的大嘴。
And all of a sudden, Goliath started talking and putting down the living God.
因为哥利亚轻视了那位永活的神。
And David said, "You're not going to talk about my God that way."
所以大卫告诉他，你不能这样污蔑我的神。
You talk about the living God. I'm coming to you in the name of the living God.
如果你要污蔑我的神，我要以我神的名来攻击你。
And he took those stones and he slew Goliath.
所以他就拿着一些石子要甩向哥利亚。
That's a man after God's own heart.
这是合神心意的人。
You know, brothers and sisters, in the days we're living in, there are many Goliaths out there shouting against the living God.
弟兄姐妹们，在我们生活这个时代，有许多的哥利亚，他们向神呼。
Are we going to be those that sit silently by and tear and so afraid of what might happen to us if we stand up for the Lord?
我们是不是就是静静的坐着，含泪要？害怕，如果我们站起来的话。
I mean, outwardly in our natural thinking, it was totally ridiculous to, for David, for us to think that David could slow Goliath.
在我们天然的想法当中，我们觉得大卫去攻击哥利亚是非常可笑的一件事情。
But David wasn't going on in his strength.
但是大卫并不是靠他自己的能力去攻击。
He knew the Lord in such a way.
因为他认识神。
That just as the Lord had been with him against that lion,
就是像神在他那些在和狮子争斗的时候，和他同在。
Just as the Lord had been with him against that bear,
在他和熊征战的时候，与狮子争战。
The living God was going to be with him as he went to Goliath.
所以永活的神要和他一起去和哥利亚征战。
You know, and praise God, we know the great victory that was won there.
我们感谢赞美主，因为在那边有一个大的得胜。
Then after that victory, we see how David was made the mighty warrior and a general within Saul's army.
在那个征战之后，大卫就成了一个大能的勇士，是一个。
But we also know how Saul turned against David.
但是我们也看见扫罗那个时候。
This one who had only been faithful to Saul.
是乃是反对一个对他忠心的人。
There was probably not anybody under Saul's kingdom that was more faithful than David.
在扫罗的 国度里边，没有一个人像大卫对他那样做。
But then one day, as David was coming back from the battles,
那一天大卫从战场上回来。
Saul heard all the people shouting and giving a great cheer.
所以他就扫罗就听见这些人在大声的欢呼。
Saul killed thousands, but David killed 10,000.
扫罗杀千千，大卫杀万万。
Oh, that jealousy got him.
所以那个时候那个嫉妒。
And Saul tries to kill David.
所以扫罗就要杀大卫。
But David flees from him.
但是大卫从他面前逃跑了。
And he escapes the trap. Even when Saul tries to set up a trap with his wife Michal.
甚至当扫罗在他的家里边借着大卫的妻子米甲来设陷阱的时候。
David is having to flee. Saul's pursuing him everywhere. David's fleeing. David's having to sleep in caves and out in the wilderness.
所以扫罗就到处追赶大卫。大卫在山洞里边，在野地里躲藏他。
I wonder if David ever thought one night.
我在想，是不是有一天晚上
Saul was pursuing him everywhere.
扫罗在到处追赶我。
What has this anointing done for me?
这个受膏给我带来的是什么呢？
I didn't ask for this.
我没有要求受膏。
All of a sudden, I get this guy Samuel comes. He anoints me with oil.
所以突然间，撒母耳来到这边就膏了我。
And now I'm in the battle of my life.
但是这个时候呢，我就进入了。
Is this really worth it?
这值得吗？
And brothers, without knowing God's heart, it's not worth it.
弟兄姐妹们，若是我们不认识神的心意，这个不值得。
But David knew God's heart.
但是大卫知道神的心意。
And if we're going through this Christian life,
当我们经历基督徒的生活的时候，
and if we're really, as we're involved in this battle,
当我们经历这些征战的时候，
if we're honest with ourselves and the Lord,
如果我们在神里边向我们自己是诚实的，
most of us come up to a point in time in our life where we say, is this really worth it?
我们很多人会来到一个点，我们会问自己：
We see what God's desire is.
我们要看见神的心意是什么。
We see not only He wants to save us, but He wants us to build us together and be that testimony unto Him.
他要拯救我们，要把我们建立成一个他属他的见证。
And sometimes it gets so hard.
但有的时候是非常困难。
We have to ask, is it worth it?
我们会问，这个值得吗
？And then the Holy Spirit reminds us afresh of the call of God.
圣灵就在我们里面一再的重新的更新我们的提醒。
And we're violent with ourselves, and we say, "Yes, it is worth it."
我们就要对自己暴力说，
Because it's not I, but Christ.
因为不是我，乃是基督。
He has a purpose.
因为他有一个荣耀的目的。
Have you ever come to that place of saying it's not worth it?
我们有没有来到这样的一个光景当中说
You will only come to that place if you're involved in the conflict.
只有当我们进入这些征战的时候我们才能够有这样的机会。
And that's a choice we make.
这是我们要做的选择。
If we're content just to go through our lives one way or another,
如果我们选择在我们的人生当中或是这样满足或是这样满足了
Maybe show up here Sunday morning for a meeting.
星期天早晨我们来到聚会当中。
Go live our own life the rest of the week.
离开了之后就过我们自己的生活。
We won't notice the conflict.
我们就没有看见这些争战。
But as soon as you start committing your heart to the Lord and to the brothers and sisters,
这是当我们把我们自己的心献给神，献给我们的弟兄姐妹们。
For the Lord to do this building work and this establishing us together,
让神来在我们中间做建造，做团体建造工作的时候。
As you start to have to forgive brothers and sisters,
当我们必须赦免我们弟兄姐妹的时候。
As you have to humble yourself before them and ask them to forgive you.
当我们必须谦卑自己求他们的赦免的时候
We come and sometimes we'll say Is this really worth it?
我们就会问自己
But praise God As we see him in a fresh way It is worth it abundantly
用我们用一个更新的目光来看这是值得
And he encourages us on
他要自己来鼓励我们
Oh thank the Lord As we see in David's life That he knew that Saul was God's anointed
感谢主因为在大卫的一生当中他知道扫罗是神的受膏者
And over and over again he denied himself and would not lay a hand against God's anointed
所以一次又一次的他要拒绝自己不要下手害神的受膏者
How in the days we're living in we need to be denying ourselves
在我们所生活这个时代我们要同样要拒绝自己
And not laying a hand against God's anointed
我们不要下手去伤害神的受膏者
Today who is God's anointed?
今天谁是神的受膏者呢
Every Christian.
每个基督徒
If you're a brother and sister in Christ, you're one of God's anointed.
如果你是主耶稣基督里的弟兄姐妹你就是那受膏者
we have no right to lay a hand against one another.
我们没有权利下手伤害我们的弟兄姐妹
One of the greatest tragedies of the testimony of Jesus in this hour.
神在这边见证当中的一个最大的缺失是
Our desire is that as they look upon us, they would say, Oh, see how they love one another.
所以大家看见说话看见他们是如此的相爱
But oftentimes when we look at Christians
但是我们看见弟兄姐妹
What does the world say?
世界上对世界的人怎么说呢
Oh look how they fight with one another
他们说看看他们这些彼此之间的这些征战
Would we be those denying ourselves and truly showing forth the love of Christ not only to the world but to one another in very practical ways
让我们能够把神放在我们心里边向世界显明我们彼此的相爱不仅是爱神乃是爱弟兄姐妹
eventually as Saul is pursuing David eventually Saul is killed
当扫罗继续追赶大卫的时候后来扫罗死了
David is anointed king of Judah
大卫就受膏做犹大的王
but even in that the conflict doesn't stop
但是在那个光景当中这些征战还是继续
even in that we see the armies of Saul are still bringing battle against David
我们也看见扫罗的军队继续和大卫征战
There was a great civil war going on
在那时候就好像有一个大的内战
But there's that wonderful testimony of how the kingdom of David was increasing and the kingdom of Saul was decreasing
那里边有一个非常美的见证就是大卫的国增加扫罗的国减少
And then finally David as we've said he comes in and he's anointed king over Israel and Judah and unites the nation into one
最后扫罗受膏做以色列做犹大的王使这个国度能够合一
and how through conflict they had to battle to take Jerusalem
所以借着这些征战他们要攻取耶路撒冷
this is where I want to place my name in this city Jerusalem
这个要把他的名放在这个城耶路撒冷上
did the city of Jerusalem just open their arms and say come on in
是不是耶路撒冷就张开他的膀臂说来吧
it's that they had to battle they had to take it by force
他们必须征战他们必须用武力来征战
And then when they were there, they wanted to bring the ark up.
所以当他们进入耶路撒冷的时候，他们要把神的约柜带来。
But we see how in their desire to please the Lord, they lean to their own understanding and not the ways of the Lord.
所以我们看见他心里边有个愿意要 讨神的喜悦，但是却是自借着自己的心意来做。
David was so anxious. He said, "We got to bring the ark here. This is where it belongs."
所以大卫心里面非常着急，说要把约柜带回来，应该在这里。
He had good intentions.
他心里面的愿望是非常美好的。
But he didn't have God's way.
但是他没有用神的方法。
And as they brought it up based on man's way, we know the tragedy and where Uzzah was slain.
我们知道当他们用神的方法把这个约柜接回来的时候乌撒被击杀了。
But David repents.
大卫
He humbles himself before the Lord.
在神面前谦卑悔改。
And the Lord shows him his way.
神就向大卫显明了他的方法。
This is one of the beautiful lessons we see in David's life.
在这里边我们看见了大卫身上一个非常美丽的。
We know that David was not sinless.
我们知道大卫并不是没有犯罪。
But in when those times when he fell away from the Lord and didn't do what the Lord's desire was,
但是当每次当他离开了神的心意，没有做神心意所喜悦的事的时候，
David didn't offer any excuses.
大卫没有找借口。
He said, "I have sinned against God."
他说我犯罪得罪神。
He repented.
他悔改。
And kept going on.
他继续向前。
He didn't allow his failures to hinder him from pressing on.
他也没有让他的失败。成为他继续向前的阻挡。
Even when he was told, "No, you can't build a house."
甚至当神告诉他说你不能为神建圣殿的时候，
he didn't allow that to hinder him. He denied himself. He said, "Okay, I can't do this, but I can do this."
他没有让这个成为他的阻挡。他说我可以，我不能做这个，但是我可以做。
Is there ever something that you wanted to do within the assembly and you were told no?
有的时候是不是我们要在这个聚会当中要做些什么？
How did we react?
我们的反应是什么呢？
Maybe you've got a retreat coming up in a couple of weeks.
我们知道我们有个退休会要过一两周就要来。
You want to serve in one area, and they say, "No, you can't. You're going to serve over here."
你说我要在这个方向、这个方面来服侍，他们说不，你应该在这个方面来。
What's your attitude going to be?
你的态度是什么呢？
That is a marvelous opportunity to deny yourself.
这是我们要拒绝自己一个非常美好的机会。
Yes, I want to do this.
是我要做这个。
But now they're saying, "I need to do this," so I deny myself and I do this unto the Lord.
但弟兄姐妹告诉说，你要，你可以服侍这个，我们要拒绝自己，我要欢欢喜喜的做。
We don't sit around and pout.
我们就不会坐在那边抱怨。
Act like a big crybaby because we didn't get our way.
我们不像一个孩子在那边哭说，我没有按照我的心意。
Oh, if you really love me, you'd let me do what I want to do.
所以如果你真的爱我的话，你应该按照我的心意让我做事。
It's actually because God loves you, He doesn't let you do what you want to do.
是因为谁爱你，所以有的时候他不愿意让你自己。
He wants you to do what He wants you to Him to do. He wants you to do what He wants you to do. Yeah.
他要你做他要你所做的事。
All those prepositions. What are those? Anyway.Where am I here? But as we think about David and the challenge of his life,
当我们思想大卫他的一生所经历这些挑战的时候，
he had reached that pinnacle where he was king of Israel.
当他来到人生的巅峰，成为以色列王的时候，
been so faithful.
他仍然向神是忠心。
And yet he let his guard down.
但是有一天，他放松了。
And he saw one young lady named Bathsheba.
他看见了一个女子叫拔示巴。
And we know the tragic story of that.
我们知道这个悲惨的故事。
But brothers and sisters, the beautiful story of that, the beautiful part of that story.
弟兄姐妹们，在这个悲惨的故事当中，有一部分是美丽的。
Is that in the midst of that tragedy?
是在这个悲剧当中。
When David humbled himself and repented.
当大卫谦卑自己悔改的时候。
God was able to bring forth a Solomon.
神就可以借着他带出所罗门。
You know, it's wonderful how when we assume our rightful place down at His feet.
对，当我们谦卑在他的脚前的时候。
When we really mess up.
当我们真实的犯了许多的错。
Now when we mess up and sin, the enemy comes in right away and says, "You're disqualified. You can't go on anymore."
所以当我们犯罪的时候，仇敌要控告我们说你不配，你不配。
We don't listen to that.
我们不要听这些话。
We listen to the Holy Spirit within.
我们要听里边圣灵的声音。
Who calls us to repentance?
圣灵告诉我们要悔改。
No excuses.
没有找借口。
No justifications.
不为我们自己。
Well, I did that because this and that. We have all our we kind of sometimes we go repent to the Lord.
我们不会自己辩解说这样那样。我们要直接来到神的面前。
And we spend the first few minutes justifying why we actually did what we did.
我们一开始的时候总是要找一些理由来为自己的辩解。
Well, if this brother hadn't treated me that way,
如果这个弟兄没有这样待我的话，
and I'd had a really hard day at work,
如果我那个这一天的工作非常，
and I had a flat tire on the way home,
我的回家的时候轮胎又爆了。
So when this brother came and asked me to do this,
所以当这个弟兄来让我做这件事
and I reacted to him,
所以我就向他有了一个不好的反应。
I was really justified,
所以我应该是合理的。
Because of the circumstances of my life,
因为在这些环境当中我应该是这样反应。
But Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me.
所以神我向你道歉。
No, David just said, I sinned against God.
没有，大卫只是说神我得罪了你。
There's no justification.
没有借口。
It's simply we come and confess and he restores and brings us back in.
所以当我们真实的来到他面前认罪的时候他要重复见我们。
You know, it's tragic too how David as he continued on as king.
当大卫成为王的时候这些悲剧继续。
He had to endure a time of Absalom's rebellion.
所以他要经历那个亚沙龙的叛逆。
Here is one of David's sons.
亚沙龙是神大卫的儿子。
And he wanted to come in and be king.
他自己要成为王。
And David had to flee.
所以大卫必须逃跑。
David didn't defend himself.
大卫在这边没有。
David allowed the Lord to defend him.
大卫是让神成为他的保
护。David fled Jerusalem.
他就离开了耶路撒冷。
Absalom comes in.
亚沙龙来到了耶路撒冷。
David humbles himself.
大卫就谦卑他自己。
And the Lord restores.
所以神呢就在这边重建大卫。
What a trust in the Lord.
他在对神是何等的信心。
Oh, what a conflict of having your son betray you.
这你的儿子起来叛逆是何等大的征战。
David didn't even allow the betrayal of a son to sidetrack him from God's purpose.
大卫甚至没有让他儿子的叛逆使他偏离神的目标。
Sometimes families can be the greatest hindrance to us pursuing the Lord.
有的时候家庭要成为我们追求神最大的拦阻。
They can be the greatest blessing and the greatest encouragement.
它也可以成为我们最大的祝福，最大的。
We're raised up in a Christian home, and we're brought to the Lord, and we're strengthened through much of the things we learn from our families.
我们在一个基督家庭长大，我们一同彼此建造。
But then there are things that go on within the family too that can become stumbling blocks to it.
但是有的时候在家庭里面出现的事情也成为我们的绊脚。
At a young age and at an older age, David never allowed his family to be a stumbling block to him following the Lord.
所以当大卫无论他年轻的时候年老的时候他都没有让他的家庭成为追求神的绊脚。
Never used them as an excuse.
他也没有让这些成为他的借口。
He allowed the Lord to be that one to defend and continue on.
他是乃是让神成为他的为他的祝福和他的攻击。
And we know towards the end of David's life,
我们知道到大卫晚年的时候
he committed that other sin of numbering the people.
因为他犯了另外的一个罪，就是数点。
How the enemy tempted him to see how great he was and all the people he was ruling, and he numbers the people.
所以在那个时候，仇敌来攻击他，就是让他里边有骄傲，要数点看看他有许多的人。
He realizes what he's done.
所以当他认识到自己所做的
He comes back and he falls before the Lord.
所以他回到神的面前
And the Lord offers him three different judgments.
所以神就给他三个选择
And the Lord, David just says, Lord, I fall into the hands of you rather than the hands of man.
所以大卫说我情愿落在耶和华的手中 不愿落在人的手中
David repented.
大卫悔改了
And where David met the Lord in that situation
当在这个环境当中大卫与神相遇的时候
was the foundation for the house of God.
那是神圣殿的根基。
At that place, what a beautiful place for the altar of God to be, the foundation of the house of God.
那个时候，那个地方是一个神圣殿的根基，是一个祭坛的根基，是何等的美丽的地方。
And we would look at it, we would say it's down at the foot of the cross.
我们就说在十字架的脚下。
Where David repented before the Lord.
当大卫向神悔改的时候。
David took his position, he gave the Lord his rightful position.
大卫把自己的人生的主权交给神的时候
said, This is the foundation. This is where the house of God is.
所以这就是神圣殿的根基。
Brothers and sisters, when we come to the cross,
所以当我们来到十字架面前的时候
we sung this morning some songs about that old rugged cross.
我们今天早晨唱到那个古老的十字架。
Now it's wonderful how we can sing these songs of that old rugged cross.
所以我们能够唱这个古老的十字架这首诗歌是何等美好的诗歌。
And most of us, as we look back at that cross in relation to our salvation, we just sing a glorious songs about it, testifying of it.
所以我们看见那个十字架，看见我们自己得救的过程，我们要唱十字架是何等的荣耀。
But when we have to take the cross in our daily life, do we sing that same song?
但是当我们在每天的生活当中背起自己十字架的时候，我们是否还上这样的课？
It's easy to look back and talk about the glory of the cross and our initial salvation.
我们非常容易的看见，当我们得救的时候，那十字架的荣耀。
But when we find ourselves in a place every day of having to deny ourselves and take up that cross, are we still singing of the glory of that cross?
但是当我们在每天的生活当中要背起十字架，要弃绝自己的时候，我们是否还唱着美好？
Those that are people after God's own heart sing of the glories even then.
只有当是这些合神心意的人，在这样的光景当中，要更唱这美好的诗歌。
Because we have to remember.
因为我们必须记得
Yes, our Lord Jesus went to Calvary.
我们的主耶稣基督上了加略山。
But every day that he was upon this earth, he also lived the cross.
但是在他地上每个生活的每一天，他都过着十字架的生活。
Every day upon this earth, he was denying himself.
每一天他都弃绝自己。
And as we deny ourselves,
当我们弃绝自己的时候
we allow more and more for the life of his very life to be released.
我们就允许他的生命从我们里边释放出来。
So when we stop and consider the life of David,
所以当我们结束对大卫这一生的来思想的时候
in this matter of desiring that the kingdom would come,
我们盼望着这个国度的再来
and this matter of desiring to excel still more and more,
当我们愿意有更在主里边有更加多的劝勉。
There's many lessons and many applications for us to learn.
有很多的功课，很多的应用我们可以学
到。We just touched on some of them today.
我们今天只是简略的交通了一些。
But we have to come and we have to ask ourselves honestly, are we people after God's own heart?
我们必须来到神的面前，认真的问，我们是不是合神心意的人？
Are our lives, do our lives reflect the fact that we are those that are after God's own heart?
我们的生活是不是反映了我们是合神心意的人
？Not seeking our interest，
不是去寻找自己的兴趣
；Not seeking our own will，
不是寻找自己的意志
；But seeking His heart and His desire，
乃是寻找他的意志和他的心愿。
And if we are those people， are we those that are willing to do all of His will？
如果我们是这样的人，我们是不是完全的要遵循他的旨意
？Not just sometimes，
并不是在有些时候遵循。
But when those times get difficult。
当困难来到的时候
In the midst of the weariness and the battle of this life,
当这些疲乏征战的时候
Are we those that are still willing to do His will?
我们是不是还继续愿意遵循他的旨意
And are we those that have been captured by His purpose?
我们是不是被他的目的所抓住的一群人
Do we see that we are here with a purpose?
我们看有没有看见我们在地上有一个目的
Yesterday we talked a little bit about the privilege of this life we have together.
昨天我们谈到我们在这个生活当中所有的一些特权。
Has the Lord opened our hearts to see this marvelous privilege of being part of the body of Christ?
神打开的心，让我们看见我们有一个特权，可以在这个团体当中。
This marvelous privilege of being part of the testimony of Jesus.
我们可以在神的见证当中。
Oh, but so often we can look at the conflict and all of the things we have to overcome.
但是很多的时候我们必须看见那些征战和那些要越过的困难
And when we see those, may we be encouraged by David.
当我们看见这些的时候愿大卫成为我们里边的激励
That he didn't let family issues where he was despised and betrayed hinder him from going on.
他没有让他家庭的问题他被轻看成为他的障碍
He didn't allow overwhelming obstacles like a Goliath to hinder him from going on.
他也没有让那些不可克服的困难像哥利亚一样成为他的拦阻。
He didn't allow the long suffering of life while Saul pursued him for those years to hinder him from going on.
他也没有让那些长苦的经苦难的长期的苦难经历像扫罗追赶他的时候。
He didn't allow his own failures to hinder him from going on.
他也没有让他自己的失败成为他继续追求的障碍。
But what kept David from pressing on more and more?
但是什么样大卫能够继续向前努力追求
He was a man after God's own heart.
因为他是合神心意的人
He knew that God had a call upon his life.
因为他知道在神在他的生命当中有个呼召
That the kingdom of God would be established upon this earth.
因为神的国度要在这个地上建立
That there would be a place where he could dwell, where he could tabernacle among his people.
乃是神可以与神同在，可以支搭帐幕在人间的地方
There would be that house that was known by his name.
是一个圣殿，是以神的名为。
That would be a testimony to Israel and all the world.
乃是以色列人的见证，是乃全世界人的见证。
Do we have that settled in our hearts?
我们在这个心里边有没有这样的一个意愿
？What within our individual life? What is it that keeps us from pressing on?
在我们个人的生活当中，是什么阻碍了我们？
What is it that keeps us from excelling still more and more?
是什么阻拦了我们继续向前？
May we ask the Holy Spirit to search us.
愿圣灵帮助我们来。
And as He touches our hearts, as He touches our lives,
当圣灵摸到我们心，摸到我们生命的时候，
May we be violent with ourselves to allow the Holy Spirit to work and the cross to work, that we would deny ourselves and take up that cross and follow Him.
让我们对自己暴力，让十字架可以在我们身上工作，圣灵可以在我们身上工作，使我们继续向前。
That Jesus would be King of our life today.
愿主耶稣基督今天成为我们的王。
And as Jesus is King of our life today,
如果主耶稣基督今天是我们的王，
we will be those that are hastening His return in the future.
我们就要在将来成为催促他回来的一群人。
May His kingdom be manifest within our hearts and lives.
愿他的国度在我们的心里边。能够越显越显
and may we be those that are pressing on that much more for His kingdom to come.
愿我们成为一群能够继续追求他国度要来的人。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Lord, we come with hearts that are at times overwhelmed when we see the call that You have upon our life.
亲爱的主，当我们看见你的呼召的时候，我们有的时候我们的心好像没有办法。
But then we realize we're overwhelmed because we're looking at the wrong person.
但是当我们知道我们里边无奈的时候，我们知道我们是看错了，我们的目标目光的焦距错了。
Well, we would take our eyes off of ourselves.
我们应该从我们自己身上挪去这个目光。
And we would put our eyes onto You.
定睛在你的身上。
Lord, we're thankful for ones that can be encouragement to us.
我们感谢主，有人成为我们的鼓励。
We're thankful for a Gideon that was weary yet pursuing.
我们感谢主，你借着基甸，让我们看见虽然疲乏，继续追赶。
We're thankful for a David that was a man after Your own heart, that would do Your will and serve Your purpose.
我们感谢主，因为大卫是合你心意的人，要遵循你的心旨意。
We're thankful for Paul.Who desired that he could lay hold of you, that he would know what you've laid hold of him for.
我们感谢主，你借着保罗告诉我们说，你要得着他，也让他得着你。
Lord, take our lives.
主啊，愿你得着我们的生命。
Take our lives and let them be a glory unto you.
愿我们的生命成为你的荣耀的见证。
May that kingdom character be formed within us.
愿国度的特质。生命的特征在我们身上形成。
That Your kingdom would come and Your will would be done within our midst.
愿你的国降临，你的旨意行在我们中间。
We don't want to just say with our lips, "Come, Lord Jesus."
我们不仅仅要用我们的嘴说。
We want our lives to reflect our desire for Your kingdom to come.
我们要用我们的生命来见证，来反射你的国度降临。
In Thy name we pray, Amen.
奉你的名祷告，阿门。